Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps 2019 for the city and looks ahead to 2020. 2019 is coming to an end. We're in the holiday season. We have just a few days left in 2019. 2019 in Knoxville saw a lot of accomplishments, a lot of work getting finished, and a lot of more work being started. One thing I wanted to talk about, obviously we had projects going on in the city. We got the library project that was finally completed, and the library looks great. We got some solar panel stuff going on. But the one thing I want to get to first is the whole VA situation. We've been talking about it, obviously, for many years. Give us right now, we're almost at that point where you can feel it. You can feel that that is going to be accomplished. We're going to have some future plans for that. So I guess take us through that right now. When it comes to the VA, where do we stand and what can we expect going forward?
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is something that's a long time coming. Obviously, for some folks, longer than others. You know, personally, I've been here in Knoxville for 5 years, and it's been looming over us for those 5 years, absolutely. But for a lot of folks, a lot longer than that. And, you know, it's another one of those things where there's not a lot to see yet, but a lot of work has gone into it these last 12 months. You know, I would certainly want to give credit to Mayor Brian Hatch, Chairman of the Supervisors, Mark Ramey. These gentlemen and myself, we've put in a lot of work working through this last year. You know, it's crazy. We didn't necessarily think this is something we would want to take on locally. We've certainly tried to exhaust our chances with other options as far as like going back to the feds, talking to folks at the state level, trying to find a way to work through this that would not put us locally on the hook for this. And there's just no avenue left for it. And so we've worked through this process with multiple entities from the federal government, folks from the state level in charge of historic preservation, folks based in DC who focus on historic preservation, just so many moving pieces and so many aspects to make a project this big actually happen. So a lot of work. And as you mentioned, we really feel like we're close to a finish line at this point. And I know for folks, especially if you're of a little bit of a cynical nature and you've maybe lived here in Knoxville for some time or born and raised even, that you've probably heard these sorts of things before. At the risk of sounding like the boy who cried wolf, we really are very close. We are in the closing weeks, maybe month or two, to making something happen with that campus. And, you know, while ideally we would be going back to federal dollars to fix this, frankly, that ship has sailed. And we see what they've done over this last decade or so. At some point, we just have to make a decision that we're going to no longer rely on and blame other people, and we're going to move forward and make something good happen for ourselves. And that's really where we're at. So we're very close. Really, at this point, a lot of what's left is just working through the legal language, legalese, you can call it, working through an agreement that's, last time I think we had our last revision, it was at 28 pages. So you can imagine, as people are out there wordsmithing it, that little tweaks here and there, it takes time to get through a 28-page document and a lot of parties involved. So we're all getting ourselves on the same page. I think that's really going to be obviously a big deal for the community, something we hope to make into a big positive. And that'll be coming forth. We'll have a lot more details very soon to release as all those agreements are finalized.
Now, talking about big impacts on the community, I think when we kind of glanced over there really quickly was the library. I think that project, and as well as the, if you're right across from the library right now, you can't help but notice the construction going on, the solar panel stuff. Those two big projects, I think, are betterment projects for the city. And I think going forward, I think, you know, things like that are what people are going to start to expect almost out of the city. So I guess take us through those projects. How great was it to see the library being finished, obviously?
Well, the library is obviously a huge project. I'd call it a generational project. You know, just such a great product. For anyone who's been through it, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It just, you know, the feel when you go in there, it's obviously something I think people can be proud about. And the way it came about, the city partnering with the library board, and then all the folks, so many folks in the community who helped come forward and make contributions towards that project. It's been great to see that come, and something that's really gratifying. I know, especially for our folks on the library board and our library staff. Yeah, you mentioned the solar project. that's very exciting for us too. Not quite finalized here at City Hall, but we do actually have a couple of city facilities that are up and running. I don't want to speak too much about the schools, but I know they have some that are up and running on solar power now too. Love to be able to have that renewable energy and frankly to do it in a cost-effective way that's not putting taxpayers out. If anything, it's going to give us some savings. So just love to be able to do things that would be good for the environment but also good for the budget. We, you know, had Young's Park South with the new skate park that allowed for us to do the collaborative project for the tennis courts with the school district. So, you know, I think 2019 really has, at least I hope our residents feel like, been really a boost to our quality of life. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, you kind of mentioned that it might become something people expect. I hope we can continue to deliver on that. Frankly, we set the bar pretty high in 2019, so I don't know if I can give year over year, every year, something like that. But we really take that seriously. We think Knoxville is a great place to live and work, and we hope that people will want to come to Knoxville and that we can continue to grow and be a thriving community for people. And quality of life is an important part of that. And so that's the kind of things we hope to be able to offer as a community to folks here in Knoxville, something that people can be proud of.
Last question when it comes to 2020, is there anything projects-wise that the people in Knoxville should be prepared for, and what is exciting about those projects?
Yeah, definitely some things to look forward to. As you mentioned, the solar project, that probably is going to spill over into 2020 a little bit, but that's exciting. You know, a big one for us is going to be trails. This is another thing, it's been frustrating for us as a staff. There's just so many things that have to happen, whether it's getting property easements, whether it's working with partners who have helped us, which, you know, it's great to have, but also you end up working on other people's time frame, or even things like dealing with the long-eared northern bat and its hibernation series. It's time that it hibernates, because that's actually held us back. And so these funny things you don't typically think about. So that project actually is going to be let in January with work starting in the spring. So we're very excited for that. A project that can be a little bit controversial, but we have Highway 14. You know, even if you don't like the idea of three lanes versus four, you're going to see a much better product with the total resurfacing of that. Also, the new signals are going to help with efficiency. So I know people are worried about drive times and slowing things down. We just know that new signals is going to make a big improvement on that. And we know that studies from traffic engineers show us that we're going to reduce the crashes on there. So we really feel like it will be a lot safer, especially for pedestrians, is another big thing. As long as the middle school is still there, we know that might change in the future, but today we still want to keep those kids safe. And I mentioned the trails already. It's going to allow for a trail crossing across Highway 14. So all those things are important, and really they don't happen without this project. So, you know, I hope people can take the good with the bad, give it a chance. I think things will move better than you might think. So I hope people will give it a real chance and reflect on some of that safety stuff that we think will really, really improve. Otherwise, you know, we plan to have with the council a big discussion that'll probably happen in like a February, March timeframe. We kind of need to reload the list of projects. We just talked about so many things happening in 2019. So we kind of have to regroup. We hope to continue in Young's Park and do a little more work on the north side. I don't know specifically when that happens. That's going to be part of that conversation with the council. We're trying to take small steps today to refill the kitty as far as trails go, so that we don't have to wait another decade or two before we can do the next trail expansion. So we're trying to make those little moves today that set us up for the future. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things to look forward to in 2020.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or hear past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.